Now, as I mentioned before, I spoke yesterday to the director of Take Away the Lady by Jimmy Chin for Wilmslow Guild Players. And I started off by asking Grace Reed, who is the director, I asked her to tell me a little bit about what the play was about.
It's a family who are expecting the son to come back from prison, having served 15 years for killing his mother. But when he gets back, he insists that he didn't do it. So the rest of the play is then discovering who did. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
That's the trouble with these sorts of plays, isn't it? There's so much you can tell us.
That's right. But it does explore the family and their relationships and the characters.
It sounds like an unusual twist on a whodunit, then.
Yes, it is. It is. It is slightly different. And I'm setting it in the 1930s because I feel it's very much in the veins of Agatha Christie. So, exploring what happens.
That traditional whodunit, it seems to work better in that period for some reason, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does indeed.
And is it a traditional Agatha Christie type plot, do you think?
Yes, I think it is very much. Yeah, although it's not written by Agatha Christie, obviously, it's Jimmy Chin. But, it's an interesting play, and it's good to explore the characters.
Can you tell us anything about the characters themselves, then?
Well, you have three sisters, a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law and the father. And they were all in the house at the time when the mother was killed, except for the son-in-law, because the one daughter got married after the murder. And the son-in-law knows nothing about either the murder or the fact that the brother is in prison for the murder. So he is one of the outsider who can look at it quite dispassionately and helps to solve the problem.
So he sort of takes on the role of the detective in a way, then?
Yes, in a way he does.
He becomes the audience's representative in the story.
Yes.
So what's it been like directing a play like this? Because it's hard to keep up that sort of sense of pace and intrigue, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's quite interesting because I don't do a lot of the traditional directing. I usually work out the set and the costumes and give that to the cast immediately before we start rehearsing almost. Give them a model of what the set is like, and then I get them to explore the characters by talking about each other and what they do when they're not on stage as characters, not the actors, and then set them free and only just change things when they don't work. But I really make them work it themselves, because I always feel that then they remember things much more if they've done it themselves than if I've told them what to do. And I feel my role is just a control, not a prescriptive director.
All right, so you're not a dictatorial director?
No, not at all.
You sort of act as a catalyst for the actors to explore themselves?
Right, yes, which is a bit different. Some of them are a bit frightened at first because they're so free. Anyway, we've got audience on three sides of us, so they really don't have to remember that they can only face the audience. Because they've got audience on different sides, they're free to have their backs to some of them at some time.
That's, again, it's a freedom, but it's also something that's different. So has that presented some different challenges for them?
Yes, it has. Yes, they try and face one way to start with, and then they realise they're free. So it makes life much easier, actually, because they can behave in a more natural manner.
Yeah. Have there been more restrictions on the scenery because of that?
No, we have scenery on an L shape on one side. It goes across two sides, as it were, across a corner. And it's been fun doing it in a 1930s style. So that's interesting, because we set up in a communal hall, really, at the Guild. It's a multi-purpose hall, so we have to be very careful how we work our scenery. It has to be attached to very small parts of the wall.
So there's some things that you're not allowed to do as well, though?
Well, yeah, we can't fasten anything to the floor.
Right.
Because it's a polished parquet floor. And so it presents its difficulties, but it's all a good challenge.
Yes, it makes your imagination work a bit more, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. And it's an adult education centre, so the more you learn, the better, really.
Yeah. What do you think the appeal is of whodunits and this type of play? Because they've been around for such a long time, but they still seem to be really popular.
Yes, they are. I think it's because everyone likes a mystery, and like to feel that they've solved it before the end of the play, you know, and then they can feel smug about it.
It's the puzzle about it, you think, that appeals?
Yes, I think it is, yeah. I think we all like a mystery, don't we?
Well, it seems to be filling the stages and the television screens still.
Yes.
So,
it is.
So I think we must do.
Yeah.
It's on next week, is it?
Yes, it is, Wednesday to Saturday. We're sold out for Thursday and Friday.
Oh, very good.
And we're almost sold out for Saturday.
Right.
So it's just Wednesday that we've got tickets for. So
how do people get tickets if they want to come and see it?
They telephone Bill Beaton on 01625 520126.
This is Canalside Community Radio, broadcasting on 102.8 FM.
And a very big thank you to Grace for that chat that we had yesterday, and for telling us all about Take Away the Lady, which is at Wilmslow Guild Players next week.